Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning. This is Sophia, Maddie, and Cameron with your 11 a.m. Zedlines. For your local news, a 10-meter humpback whale was found stranded off the coast of Queensland last week. Wildlife rangers were alerted the humpback was stuck in the shallow waters in Harvey Bay on Sunday. Thankfully, it is alive and in good condition, but couldn't free itself. A 20-person crew helped the whale return to the ocean where it continued on its migration.
A local Queensland MP has announced he will resign at the upcoming election following unfortunate diagnosis news. Ipswich's MP Darren Zanow released on Friday an upsetting statement explaining he has been diagnosed with a brain condition called microvascular ischemic disease. Mr. Zanow said, "It is not a decision I made lightly, but the reality is I've been given no other choice." Unfortunately, Mr. Zanow was diagnosed with the disease on April 16th, the same day he was sworn in as a member of the Queensland Legislative Assembly.
In national news, businesses and workers have experienced further cost of living pressures during the global IT crisis as payroll systems crashed. The Global Payroll Association, GPA, reported that millions of workers around the world were forced to go without pay as a result of a global outage. GPA Chief Executive Officer Melanie Piers stated they have been contracted by multiple clients who were able to access payroll services during the outage. This has had a serious effect for the business, particularly on those who process payroll weekly. For many organizations, especially in the hospitality field, this would have been the biggest trading period, and when they had to give a part day of trade, it meant they have effectively lost money. An associate for the Australian Banking Association assures customers that impacts on banks and payment systems have been relatively minor, with disruptions being remedied or gradually getting restored.
In national news, the respiratory syncytial virus is on the rise with older Australians. There have been over 124,000 cases so far in 2024. This was 1.5 times higher than the same period last year. For over 70s, the virus is now so prevalent that the number of RSV cases are on par with those of influenza, with the symptoms of the virus being 1.5 times worse than the influenza and, in some cases, can be fatal, especially for those with underlying health conditions. The TGA approved an RSV vaccine for people over 60 in late January. However, this is not covered by the National Immunization Program, meaning those who contracted the virus will have to pay the excess of $300 to receive the vaccine. Professor Robert Boy said only 17,000 people were able to receive the vaccine compared to the millions protected from influenza. He hopes that it will become a widely available and affordable vaccine for older Australians.
Health authorities in Kerala, India, have issued an alert after a 14-year-old boy died of the Nipah virus. The Nipah virus is a zoonotic illness transmitted from animals and through contaminated food or contact with an infected person. Kerala Health Minister Veena George says an additional 60 people are at high risk of having the disease. People in the area have been asked to take precautions as the government recently announced they are in the works for an action plan to prevent an outbreak.
For your weather today, Brisbane is nice and sunny with a light chance of winds. It is currently 18 degrees with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is not rated and the UV index is expected to reach 4, which is in the moderate band.
That's all your news for 11 a.m. We will be back tomorrow morning with some more.
In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter, or head to our website 4ZZZ.org.au/news.